Good morning. Today's reading is taken from the first book of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honour, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we pray as we come to God's word? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is true. Thank you that it is your message from yourself to us. Lord, please grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we might understand it this morning and believe it and take it to our hearts and become more like the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Lots of people over lockdown have been getting pets. One family in the church got a cat for Christmas. Another family got a dog. Imagine the scene. It's Christmas morning. You're hoping for a puppy. There's a dog's basket next to the Christmas tree. What's inside? Should we have a look? What have we got here? You're a lovely doggy, aren't you? What's your name then? Wow! Hang on a moment. This is no real dog. This is a toy dog. I wanted a real dog for Christmas. I wanted a dog I could take for a walk. I wanted a dog that would lick my hand and be pleased to see me when I came in. This isn't a real dog. This is a toy dog. Oh dear. That's very disappointing. See, there's all the difference in the world between something that's real and something that's not real. Marcia Sirota is a life coach. She said, not being true to your authentic self, your real self, can result in anxiety, depression, frustration, addiction, and a lack of meaning and fulfillment in your life. That's a very common view, isn't it? You've got to be the real you. You've got to be the person you really are. You can't pretend to be someone you're not. The Bible would add, you need to be a real Christian. The Apostle Peter says, it's so important that our faith is real that God says in verse 6, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. It's so important that our faith is real, that God is willing for us to suffer. Because real faith results in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. The fact that you suffer shows that your faith is real. Are you going through the mill? That's a sign that God loves you. He's proving the genuineness, the reality of your faith. He's working in you for your glory. We want a real faith. The cost is suffering. It is worth it in the end. That's where we're going in this talk this morning. Firstly, we want a real faith. If the Christians Peter is writing to don't have a real faith, they really are to be pitied. Their great hope is that they are the elect, God's chosen ones. They're scattered in verse 1, but elect in verse 2, chosen by God. Remember how the whole Trinity is involved in our salvation in verse 2. Chosen by God the Father, sanctified by the Holy Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. The whole Trinity is involved in our salvation. And Peter praises God in verse 3. He praises God for the new birth. It's so wonderful to be born again. The old has gone. Your old sinful life is gone. You're completely forgiven. You're right with God. You're a brand new person. You're a brand new creation. You're born again. And Peter praises God for that. And he praises God for our inheritance in verse 4. We have a wonderful inheritance to look forward to. We're talking about heaven, being with God, enjoying God, loving God, serving God, working for God, but without the curse on work, without frustration, just absolute fulfillment, serving God for all eternity. Yes, we have a wonderful inheritance to look forward to. And all of this is shielded by God's power in verse 5. Our inheritance is absolutely safe for us. God himself is shielding it by his own power. And so verse 6, you greatly rejoice. Of course you rejoice. There's so much to rejoice in. You've been chosen by God. The whole Trinity is working for your salvation. You've been born again. You have a wonderful inheritance. It's shielded by God's power. Of course, you greatly rejoice in all these wonderful things. But then there's grief. There's real grief. You may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. See, God will not allow us to go through life with anything less than a real faith. The fact that we are suffering now shows that our faith is real. That's why God's allowing us to go through difficulties and trials and problems. He's showing us that we have a real faith. Verse 7, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Look at this video of the refining of gold. That looks pretty hot, doesn't it? That looks very hot indeed. The gold has to go through fire to prove that it's real gold. And it's like that with us and the trials that we face. We have to go through the heat. We have to go through the fire to show that our faith is real. And it's an assurance to us, the fact that we're suffering, it's an assurance to us that our faith is real. We want a real faith, don't we? We don't want a counterfeit faith. We want a real faith. Are we willing to go through the fire? Are we willing to go through the trials? They're a sign to us that our faith is real. So keep going. No matter what you're going through, keep going. Keep trusting God. Keep believing that He's working out a good purpose for your life, despite the things that you're going through, despite the grief, despite the trials. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing in God and in all that He's done for you. We want a real faith. The cost is suffering. Verse 6 again. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. It's no joke suffering grief in all kinds of trials. But these have come, verse 7, so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. If you live any length of time as a Christian, you will go through trials. We all experience great difficulties. Could be health issues. Could be family problems. Could be financial worries. Or work problems. Or bereavement. Or maybe outright persecution. None of this is fun. These trials really are costly. We want a real faith. The cost is suffering. But it's a cost that's worth paying. It's a price that's worth paying. Because it is worth it in the end. It really is worth it to live for Christ and to go through all the difficulties and the trials and the cost. It really is worth it in the end. Verse 7, it may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. When Jesus returns and you're with Him and you're enjoying Him for all eternity, you'll be so glad that you went through the trials. You'll be so glad that your faith was real. You'll be so glad to be with Jesus, to enjoy Him forever. It is worth it in the end. And there's no greater joy than having a real faith in Jesus. Listen to verse 8. Though you've not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. This is our assurance. Though you've not seen him, you love him. You do love him, don't you? You do love Jesus. You know that's true. As you go through the trials, you know that he loves you and that you love him. This is a great assurance to us. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. You do believe in him, don't you? This is a real assurance to us. We love Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We know that these things are true. And as we love Jesus, and as we believe in Jesus, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. It's such a wonderful joy that it's inexpressible. You can't describe it in words. It's beyond words. This verse is also translated, joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can't even speak of this joy. It's so deep. It's so profound. It's so wonderful. You can't describe it. You can't speak of it. But you know it. You know its reality. Indescribable and glorious joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why is this joy so wonderful? Why is this joy so profound, so deep, so indescribable? Well, verse 9. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. There's a present tense here. You are receiving the end result of your faith. You are receiving this now. You are receiving the salvation of your soul. You are receiving the forgiveness of your sins. You are right with God. You do know God as your Father. You do know Jesus as your brother, as your friend, as your lover, as your husband, as your king. You are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. You are being saved right now. And that's a wonderful joy, isn't it? That's a really wonderful joy that we are being saved right now in the present. But there's also a future dimension to this. We're going to be saved in heaven for all eternity. We're going to be there. We're going to enjoy that inheritance that Peter speaks of. There's a wonderful future dimension to this. Something really wonderful to look forward to. And so we have an indescribable, inexpressible, and glorious joy, an unspeakable joy. And that makes all the trials worth it. Whatever you're going through, it is worth it. Your faith is real. You do love Jesus. You do believe in him. It's all worth it. You have this joy despite the trials. Well, what will you take away from God's word today? Are you authentic? Are you the real thing? Are you a real Christian? Are you like a real doggy? Or are you like a pretend doggy? Are you a real Christian? Or are you a pretend Christian? If you know deep in your heart that these things are not real for you yet, why not come to Christ? Why not put your trust in Him? Why not commit your life to Him? Make Jesus your King. Come to know Him as your friend, as your lover, as your husband. What's stopping you coming to Jesus today? Come to Him. He loves you. He wants you. We know that we're right with God. We know that we're going to heaven. But we still really struggle with the trials that we go through. Those trials are an assurance to us that God loves us. He's working in us for His glory. He's making us like Jesus. He's teaching us to trust Him. These trials are an assurance to us that we really do belong to Him. They are producing an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. So keep going. Thank God that you have a real faith. Thank God that you really belong to Him. Thank God that He loves you and you love Him. And keep going. Keep going through the trials. Pray for the grace to keep going day by day. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the inexpressible and glorious joy that it is to belong to you, to know Jesus. We're so grateful for this, Lord. But Lord, we really struggle as we go through the trials. We really struggle to keep believing, to keep trusting you, to keep going. Please help us, Lord. Please help us to keep loving you, to keep trusting you. Thank you that it will be worth it in the end. Thank you that our faith will be proved genuine and will result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Lord, that's a wonderful prospect. Jesus coming back and our being with Him, our seeing Him and being like Him. Lord, keep our eyes fixed on the prize of glory. So we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen.